You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, CBS soap opera fans. Soap Dirt has got your daily spoilers for next week for Young and the Restless for Monday, February 27th through Friday, March 3rd, 2023. There's a lot going on, a lot of business happening. And we're finally going to get some FaceTime with Mariah now that it looks like she's about to be a mom. And, you know, she and Tessa haven't been seen for a while. Soap Dirt wrote a little article about how it's just a real shame that YNR has all their big scenes happening off screen. And we're just hearing about it through Sharon's phone calls. So we'll finally get to see Mariah. And there's movement in some big storylines. Starting on Monday, February 27th, it's season 50, episode 104. Nate and Victoria are plotting to do some business. She is still certain that she's going to take over Tucker McCall's business, and then she wants to put Nate in charge of the entertainment division. What she doesn't know, or she's ignoring and refusing to acknowledge, is that Victor wants Tucker's company to give it to Adam to run. And of course, she's not going to sit still on that because she is just playing nasty. And she, you know, already told her dad to cut Adam out of his life and he won't. So there's some movement on that front. But Audra is supposed to be finding out who bought Tucker's debt. On Monday, she goes to see Tucker and he does not reveal that it's Ashley. And then while Nate and Victoria are plotting, they start making out. We got some tonsil hockey going on. Of course, he's cheating on Elena, but, you know, he's a cheater, a very hot cheater, but still a cheater. And then Audra comes in the office and they, you know, step away and try to play it off really quick. But Audra already smelled something on them that sniffed the scent of cheating on it. So she doesn't have information for them, but Nate and Vicky were about to like rip clothes off and do stuff. So it looks like we're just on the cusp of them doing very bad things. Also on Monday, Devon talks to Christine Williams. He's getting ready for his side of the legal battle against Hamilton Winners. And Lily is ready to go toe-to-toe to fight him. We're going to see Michelle Morgan back soon as she steps in to help out. So both sides are like, we're just going to throw down. Abby's trying to broker some peace. And Ashley is even trying to get involved. She asked Tucker to sell his company to his son instead of the Newmans. So that's all very interesting. Also, Chelsea Lawson makes a pitch to Daniel Romilotti, who's about ready to scrap his Omega Sphere game project. She thinks it can be worthwhile to help people with some mental health struggles. And so she talks through some of that, but she definitely wants to get in on that. But resoundingly, soap fans are already tired of hearing the words Omega Sphere. Over and over and over, but we're not done because if Chelsea gets involved, it's going to stick around. Also on Monday, Lily almost kisses Daniel, but then they pull back, but that's all gearing up. On Tuesday, February 28th, episode 105 of Young and the Restless, Adam and Victor are talking business. Now you remember, Victor made it clear he wants Adam back in the fold. Adam threw down the gauntlet and said, fine, give me Victoria's CEO job. And Victor's like, cannot do that, but I have something else for you. So Adam just tells him, quit BSing, just tell me what's the deal. So if Victor tells them that he's aiming to give Tucker his company, well, that's one thing, but it doesn't seem like he's going to be able to make it happen unless Victor can talk Ashley out of the debt. But right now the Newmans don't even know who bought the debt. So it's all very, very interesting and things are going to explode between Victor and Adam anyway, once Victor finds out about Sally's pregnancy. We don't have the exact date of this, but Summer's going to find out that Sally's pregnant and she's going to freak out about it. She's going to run and tell Nikki. And of course, you know, Nikki's going to make a beeline for Victor. And as far as Victoria and Nikki are concerned, you know, this is a good thing to drive a wedge between Adam and Victor because Victor hates Sally and Adam's completely smitten with her still. But there's also still the leak slash rumor that we heard that someone rigged the paternity test. And Victoria was kind of pulling some funny faces behind Nick's back when he came and told her, oh, I wish the baby was mine. Maybe the baby is his. I mean, statistically, it should be because she had been, you know, hitting the sheets with Nick a whole lot and then spent, you know, one evening with Adam and she's pregnant. So we'll see. I mean, the odds are it's Nick's because Nick impregnates anyone that he looks at twice. Also on Tuesday, Sally Spectra has a change of heart. She changes her mind about something. It's not clear if this is about this baby or who she wants involved. You know, she's in upheaval right now. Midweek on Young the Restless, Wednesday, March 1st, it's episode 106. And Devon sits down with his dad, Tucker, and tells him, "You got 30 minutes. Convince me that you're not just a total piece of crap." Ashley does tell Abby this week that she legitimately believes that Tucker had good intentions about reuniting with his family, but he didn't go about it the right way. So it remains to be seen if Tucker will convince him, if Tucker will offer to sell him his company, because no doubt Ashley would sell that debt and everything to Devon. Now, whether she would do it for the Newmans seems like a long shot. Also midweek, Jack whisks Diane Jenkins away to the remote cabin to get away from threats from Jeremy, but Jeremy sends a threatening text message to Diane that kind of freaks her out. And then what's going to be big, and we don't have the exact date on it, but while they're at the cabin, Jack is going to propose to Diane. And of course, she wants to say yes, but Jeremy is an ongoing issue and security problem, and she doesn't want Jack or Kyle or Harrison in the line of fire with this really dangerous guy. So she might say no, you know, or not now until we sort out this Jeremy thing. So we'll see, but she's definitely head over heels for Jack and he's head over heels for her. So it seems inevitable. On Thursday, March 2nd, episode 107, Lily is done playing nice. She's ready to take off the gloves and bare knuckles brawl with Devon over him trying to pull his company out of the merger. She and Jill are ready to fight this. They've got their legal assistants and they're all ready to go, but there's people trying to broker peace. So we'll have to see how far this goes. Also, thanks to Victoria, Nate Hastings finds himself in a difficult position. So whether that's with Elena or whether that's Audra confronting him about what she saw, because she definitely saw a little something, we'll wait and see later in the week. Again on Thursday, Abby Newman is trying to broker peace. And of course, this is with Devon and Lily. She's very involved with Devon and they're trying a relationship thing out. So she does have some sway with him. So we'll have to see if he'll listen. But right now, he's just so pissed off. He's so pissed off. And every time Lily brings up, this is what their dad would want, you know, and she conjures up Neil's name, then Devon gets twice as mad. So we'll see. We'll see if he gets advice from Tucker. We'll see how this plays out. At the end of the week, it's Friday, March 3rd, 2023, season 50. Episode 108 of Young and the Restless, and Nick Newman is making a vow to Sally about something. No doubt it's about her pregnancy. He seems to be finally falling for her, where Adam has said a couple of times, "Oh, my brother will never love you like I do." It looks like Nick is finally starting to fall for her, but also I get the sense watching this that if she wasn't pregnant and Adam wasn't the father, that he might not be saying the things he's saying, because he made it clear to Noah when they talked that he was just not, quote, at that place with Sally where he was falling for her. And then all of a sudden he's talking about feelings and how he really wanted the baby to be his. Now, I do believe personally that he did want the baby to be his because Nick loves kids. He loves all of his kids. He's even raising Christian, who's one of Adam's kids. And that was kind of a replay of this same situation with Sage, where, you know, Nick thought it was his kid, then it comes out to be Adam's kid, but then Nick had, you know, and of course, if you might remember, then Sharon had him for a while, had Christian when he was little because she had been gaslit and the baby had been, it was just this whole mess. But Nick does love kids. So does he really love Sally or does he just love the idea of impregnating Sally and Adam being out of the picture? We'll see. But he makes her a promise and we'll see if he'll stick to it. A lot of fans, it feels like, at least on Twitter, when you look through there, that most fans are wanting Adam with Sally and not Nick with Sally. So, but of course, Young and the Restless writers don't care what fans want. So we'll see. It looks like they're going to drag this triangle thing out interminably. Also on Friday, Phyllis Summers gets a message that kind of freaks her out. If I had to guess, I would say it's probably from Jeremy because Jeremy keeps pushing her buttons. Jeremy Stark thinks that she wants to burn down Diane as much as he does. He's right about that, but whether Phyllis will throw off her last shred of self-control and work with him, we have to see. If Diane does say yes to Jack and Diane comes back to Genoa City with a nice big engagement ring on her finger, I would speculate that Phyllis would join forces with Jeremy because that would be the straw. Like, it's bad enough that Diane has moved in and that they're in this romance, but if he proposes and she says yes, all bets are off. Red will go nuclear. Also on Friday, finally, it looks like Mariah Copeland has some screen time. Now, the spoiler says Mariah Copeland has some big news for Sharon Rosales. We're guessing that is Delphine delivered the baby and that she and Tessa are officially moms. But just because this spoiler says she has big news for Sharon doesn't mean that they're actually going to show Mariah on screen, because they keep having Sharon relay information from phone calls and Mariah and Tessa remain completely unseen. We didn't get to see them in labor and delivery with Delphine. We got to see none of this, and a lot of fans are really irritated that the only gay couple that is on the show is being off-seen. They are not being included in the front burner storylines, even though they have a situation going on in their lives that should be a front burner storyline. So I'm really interested to see if we actually see Mariah's smiling face next week. That's everything that's going on. Word of pregnancy spread next week, and you know, the Newmans are not going to like any of this. And then we've got the legal battle, and we've got some endlessly boring business meetings to listen to. But we've also got Nate and Vicky almost getting busy. So it should be a fun week. So be sure and tune in to CBS to see what's happening on Y&R February 27th through March 3rd. And keep checking Soap Dirt for more.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.